Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
And I believe as we come to the near return of Jesus, I believe that we're in the last of the last days. I believe that God is raising up a church and a generation of people that will believe His word and walk in it. Let's turn to John chapter 14. We're going to read a powerful promise that Jesus spoke during His Last Supper with His disciples. And and I'm sure you've heard it. This is going to be the main focus of what we're talking about today. John chapter 14, verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Praise the Lord. This is the promise that Jesus gave his disciples at this key point in their life. And so this is not just for them, it was recorded so that we would hear it, so that we would believe it and realize that it is for us today in the church today in 2024. Amen? Amen. Point number one, Jesus is calling every one of us to believe his promise and release the miraculous power of God in our generation. So I'm going to repeat that. Point number one, Jesus is calling every one of us to believe his promise and release the miraculous power of God in our generation. You know, a lot of people don't realize that that power is resident within you if you know Jesus as your Savior. He gave, and this is why Jesus gave this assignment to his disciples, that they're going to do the works that he did and even do greater. Now, that's mind-boggling for us, even today. Even though we've seen so many things, and these disciples had to have that same thought process probably going through their head. They saw him do many miraculous things for about 3 years, because the gospel records details of 37 miracles that Jesus did while he was with them. Amen? He said that those that believe on him shall do the works that he did and greater works. So this is for all believers. Pastor Lawson was talking about this last night after I got through teaching. So raise your hand if you're a believer. Come on, everybody. Hallelujah. Jesus expects all believers to follow his example and do the works that he did on earth. And this word works refers to miracles, healings, signs, wonders, and mighty acts of power. So instead of using the word works, the Amplified Bible uses the word things. The Passion Translation uses the word miracles. So whether it's works, things, miracles, mighty works of God, this is what God has prepared for the church to walk in. And I believe as we come to the near return of Jesus, I believe that we're in the last of the last days. I believe that God is raising up a church and a generation of people that will believe his word and walk in it. Amen, and bring glory to him. We're preparing the way, just as way John the Baptist prepared the way before Jesus came at the first coming. He prepared the way. We, as a church, should be preparing the way, letting the message of the gospel, the power of God's word, be proclaimed through our lives, because we're believers, and this works for believers. Amen? Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines miracle as an extraordinary event manifesting divine intervention in human affairs. I love that. An extraordinary event manifesting divine intervention in human affairs. We have to give God room to work. We have to give him opportunity to flow through us. Amen. Instead of just thinking it, do it. Glory to God. So miracles are like a dinner bell. You've probably heard that many times. When you ring it, people run to the table. And that's because mankind was created with a deep hunger for the supernatural, miraculous power of God to flow in and through them. This is why you feel frustrated when you don't quite see it. But there's ways to understand what God has planned to do through each believer. Amen? Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. This is the Bible record of God's first miracle, the miracle of creation. I know we're all familiar with this, but I thought this would be a great way to start this teaching and lay the foundation. Hebrews, actually, chapter 11 tells us that through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. And Romans 4:17 tells us that Abraham believed God and a God who calls those things that be not as though they were. So in Genesis chapter 1, we see what God did. He looked at nothing and called out something. Using a force, using something called faith, the substance of faith. So in Genesis chapter 1, we're going to read verse 26 through 28 together, very familiar verse. And God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." That covers it all. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So he's talking to both of us, male and female here. Only two genders, by the way, you notice that. 28, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Praise the Lord. Can I have some water, please? Thank you. That is a very powerful verse. God recorded it so that we would know how he operated in faith. If you read that whole chapter, it talks about how God said and then he saw. So the principle is clear. God calls those things that be not as though they were. Like he said, light be, and then light was. Now, that wasn't the sun. That was something else. That was him. Amen. Revealing himself to the world. Point number two, when God created mankind in his image and in his likeness, he empowered them with dominion and released the miraculous into his creation. So this was God's intention from the beginning. But although mankind lost God's blessing through Adam and Eve's disobedience, Jesus purchased it back for anyone who believes in him. So Jesus empowered you to release the miraculous. How many people believe that today? Glory to God. Let's turn to Acts chapter 3. The Acts of the Apostles is actually a book of miracles. And the book of Acts is actually a pivotal book in the New Testament. It traces the expansion of the early church and provides a background for the epistles. And it gives us the basic history of the spread of Christianity through the three decades immediately following the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So on the day of Pentecost, 120 men and women were filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke with tongues and miraculously did it. It was a supernatural occurrence, a lightning cracked from heaven into that upper room that released the miraculous in a deeper and stronger way. That excites me. Hallelujah. And that didn't get taken up. It stayed here. It wasn't just a momentary experience. It came to stay through the whole period for the church age, which is going to come to a close at the rapture of the church. And then we'll be caught up with Jesus. The dead in Christ are going to rise first. Then we which are alive and remain will be caught up with him in the air. And then we're going to go on to heaven, marriage supper of the Lamb. Lots of nasty stuff going on here down in the 7-year tribulation. We don't want to be here. We don't want anybody to be here. Amen? So this Holy Ghost was given on that day of Pentecost, and it's still here helping them. We're going to read about what they did with it. We're going to see what God wants us to do. Using the power of the Holy Spirit, accessing that and releasing the miraculous in our everyday lives. God doing the supernatural through ordinary people, because they're filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Say, there's no limit to what God can do through me, because I believe the word of God and I'm called by him to release the miraculous. Give the Lord a shout in this place. So on that day of Pentecost, people from 16 different nations heard them speak about the wonderful works of God in their own language. See, God began his church with a demonstration of his power, and 3,000 people were born again. And this was how the early church was empowered to do the works of Jesus and even greater. Immediately following, after that, the Spirit's outpouring on this Pentecost, many signs and wonders were done by the apostles. So there was a glorious explosion of divine power energizing a group of ordinary men and women to carry out a God-sized mission using supernatural abilities. Hallelujah. And you know, I think it terrified the devil. That's why he attacked the church and still does that in so many ways. But the moment that the light bulb goes on and you start realizing who you are in Jesus and what belongs to you, his days are numbered. That's why he sends a barrage of false doctrine, fake news, snake news is what I call it, to undermine the pure gospel that Jesus proclaimed, that was proclaimed through the early church and is still should be being proclaimed through every church. Sadly, it is not. But every church needs to be sticking to the Word of God. The Word of God is final authority. Jesus proclaimed it. It was written down and recorded so that we would believe it. And we don't need to compromise it at all. Amen? Glory to God. So here it is, these many miracles. In the previous chapter, in chapter 2 of Acts, which we're still in Acts chapter 3. Are y'all still there? We're told that many wonders and signs were done by the hands of the apostles. And so from the many miracles that were performed, Luke gives us a detailed account of one of them. And we're going to talk about that one today. Because sometimes they do an overview. Everybody was healed. But every now and then, they'll point out and give descriptions, detailed descriptions of one or two so that we can see the backstory. Don't you like that? Acts chapter 3, we're going to read verse 1 all the way through verse 10. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something from them. Verse 6, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up and walked and entered in with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. Point number 3, the Holy Spirit has been sent to empower all believers to use the name of Jesus to release the miraculous. See, Peter knew what he had. He didn't at that time, he didn't have the silver and gold on it. We read in other things that was all piled at their feet. We're not talking about a poverty gospel right here. We're talking about somebody who knew what the man really needed, right? So the miraculous healing of this man that was crippled from birth filled everybody there with wonder and amazement. And it was well known by everybody in Jerusalem. This man was hopeless, helpless, and depended upon others to carry him every day into that beautiful gate to beg. Josephus wrote that this gate entrance into the temple was 75 feet high and 60 feet wide. And it was made of Corinthian bronze with thick plates of silver and gold on its panels. This massive, beautiful gate was a favored entrance, so the beggar was placed where he knew that he would be seen by the most people. And Peter was led by the Holy Ghost at that very moment to release the miraculous, and he did. The lame man asked for money, but Peter gave him something much better, the use of his legs. This man had never walked, but at once his feet and ankle bones became strong and steady, and he began leaping and praising God. Wow! See, Peter used the creative power of words to release the miraculous. Verse 6, we just read, he says, "And such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." This is the first definite exercise of the Christian's power of attorney that is recorded in the Bible. See, 9 times in 8 verses in the 3rd and 4th chapters of this book of Acts, the word name or the phrase "in the name of" is used to refer to the authority by which a thing is done. So Peter clearly exercised the power to use the name of Jesus Christ, and he released the miraculous. This same power is available to every one of us here today that know Jesus. The problem is, so often we shrink from doing it. Maybe if we did it and we didn't see the results we expected, so we shrunk back. But we need to keep moving forward and build up our most holy faith. Hearing about the miracles, I love when I'm thinking about believing for a certain miracle or something in my life, I love to go to Matthew chapter 9. They got so many miracles. There's certain chapters where they're just packed in there, one after another, showing the things that Jesus did. There's so many things in the Word of God you could read, supernatural things that happen that look so very impossible. Things like when Joshua was fighting the battle and he told the sun to stand still, and it did. What a power that was released even before Jesus came. This power was always available for those who would believe God by faith. How else do you explain the miraculous things that we see in the Old Testament? So the same belief and strength it's even more available to us as a church because Jesus gave us instructions, gave us this authority. Amen? So what happened to that man that day was instant and undeniable, right? Let's read Acts chapter 3, verse 16. He says, "And this his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know, yea, the faith which is by him that hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." So Peter used this opportunity to preach the gospel message, and many people believed that Jesus was the Christ because of it. 5,000 people were born again. Woo! So this opportunity gave glory to God. Amen. Let's continue reading. Because the high priest and the commander of the temple arrested Peter and John and questioned them. Let's read Acts chapter 4, just one page over, verses 7 through 10. It says, "And when he had set them in the midst, they asked, 'By what power or by what name have you done this?' Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, 'You rulers and people of and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done by this impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand before you whole.'" Praise the Lord. So you have to be ready to give an answer to what you believe. And he did it that day. Let's turn back to John 14. Just want y'all to see that again. John 14, we've already read Jesus' promise in verse 12, how he told us that we would do the greater works, right? You know, it wasn't just a promise. I believe it was a command. He expects us to follow through on that. So it's all for all believers. So raise your hands again if you're a believer. Hallelujah. God's talking to you this morning. Continue reading verse 13 and 14. He says, and this is another thing. He says, "And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." See, that's what Peter did that day at that gate beautiful for that lame man. He followed through and he obeyed Jesus, and look what happened. So often we shrink back and we don't give God the opportunity to move in the way he wants to. I believe that God is raising up a generation that will believe his word and put it into practice. Amen. You don't have to be at a pulpit to do it. You could do it at the Winn-Dixie. Well, you don't have Winn-Dixie here, maybe. The Walmart, you have a Walmart? Every place seems to have a Walmart. Point number 5, this doctrine of the Christian's power of attorney is a privileged power that Jesus delegated to anyone that believes in him. Praise the Lord. I'm going to say that again. Point number five, this doctrine of the Christian's power of attorney, is a privileged power that Jesus has delegated to anyone that believes in him. See, all believers have a full, legal, redemptive, gospel, blood-bought promise and family rights to use the name of Jesus.
We have another great partner offer for you. It's titled The Prime Obligation and Privilege of Christians. Let me ask you, have you shared the good news with someone today? I want you to discover how important it is to make your life a pattern for others. God has entrusted you with His holy gospel, and He's given you everything you need to share it and change the world. How do I get it? Go to JDM.org and order it today. You will be blessed. It will help you do it. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jesse Duplantis. You know, a long time ago, a man asked me if I knew Jesus. I thought he was kind of insane. What do you mean, know Jesus? I mean, he died 2,000 years ago. See, I didn't understand what he was saying because, you see, I was religiously brainwashed instead of New Testament taught. Do you know Jesus? I've been preaching the gospel for over 45 years. I find that a lot of people know about God, but they don't know God. That's why God sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, so that we could touch Him. Think about that, you know. Moses wanted to touch Him, and God said, Moses, you can't see me. If you see me, you'll die because of the brightness of who I am. So He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And what did Jesus do? He came that you might know the Father, but He also came for another reason, that you would come to the knowledge of who He is. Think about that. He died on the cross for you. I'd like to introduce you to a personal person called Jesus Christ. I met Him. He came into my life. And He saved me. And I tell you what, you know what? He didn't condemn me. And anybody needed to be condemned, I did. He said, neither do I condemn you. Go sin no more. I asked Jesus to come in my life. I'm going to ask you to ask Jesus to come into your life. All you have to do is believe with your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus rose from the dead. The Bible said you would be saved. You don't even have to understand it. Just believe it in your heart. And I want to pray for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, as people watch me today, I ask you, Lord, to receive them into your kingdom. Wash away all their sin right now. Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're doing that. There'll be no evidence of anything they've ever done because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for saving them, for touching them, and for reaching out to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, what a simple prayer it was. It was a simple faith prayer. You just came into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that amazing? You see, it sounds so simple. It really is. You see, intellectual activity or range in research or induction in reason does not understand these things. Because, see, faith is so pure that our unregenerated mind cannot really understand it until they accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. And you just did that. Thank you for joining the kingdom today. And hey, I got another brother and another sister. So if I never get a chance to meet you on this earth, I'll meet you in heaven, okay? This is Jesse Duplantis saying we love you, we really do. Thank you for reaching out to Jesus because He reached out to you. You know, God is the creator and we should be creators too. In my book, Notes from a Vision Specialist, I reveal some of my vision impacting experiences so that you can make your vision real God's way. God wants you blessed and excited about your future. Order Notes from a Vision Specialist and decide to make the vision real.
Order your physical copy or digital download for your donation amount of $5 or more at JDM.org.
You know, I really love Kathy's message today. The world needs miracles. Remember, the miraculous power of God can flow in and out of you. Jesus says this in John chapter 14, verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Watch this. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now, that's God's promise to you. Take it full force and watch it come to pass in your life. I'm telling you, it will work for you. I have a question today from a person named Heather. She writes this, Jesse, I've been watching episode after episode of you and Kathy's teachings every day to keep me uplifted and to withstand spiritual warfare going on in my home. My question is about naming your seed. I preached a sermon
years ago called, "Hey, that's my harvest, name your seed." Can we put more than one name on a seed, or is it one seed is only equal to one name? Great question, Heather. You can put as many names, anything's on that seed, because I want to tell you something. Like, for example, you put an acorn in the ground. It produces a tree. How many leaves on the tree? See, it can just explode. So put as much as you possibly can, because you deserve to do that, and you deserve to receive what God has for you. So do that, Heather. That is such a blessing of the Lord. Hey, this month, my product offer is my book, Notes from a Vision Specialist. I love vision. Proverbs 29:18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." And that's true. Listen, God has a great vision for you, and He wants to see you bring it to pass. To get this thing, go to jdm.org and get your copy today. It will bless you because you have a vision. God has given you something to do, and it's about time it comes to pass. Partners, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's all I can say. Kind of feel like Gomer Pyle. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Remember that years ago? Thank you for your faithful financial partnership. 100% of what you give goes into world evangelism. Been debt-free since 1982. None of it goes anywhere other to reach people, change lives, one soul at a time. Thank you for being a part. And if you're not one, pray about becoming one so this anointing of increase that's on this ministry and on me will come upon you. Till next week, Jesse the Planner saying, I love you. I really do. See you again. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Join Jesse and Kathy Duplantis for a special Friday event.
This is the God that you can come boldly through the throne of grace. Ask anything in His name and He'll do it.
August 8th in Nashville, Tennessee at Faith is the Victory Church.
God is looking for a few good men and women that will step up and go where He's calling them to go.
Don't miss this special Friday event. For more information, go to jdm.org.
Jesus said He could change a nation in a day. We can preach to the world today. 7.8 billion people in 7 minutes. A time has come.
We have a job to do, a vision to fulfill.
We're believing God for the unbelievable, the impossible, simply because it's doable.
He said, now, the uttermost parts of the world are yours. Go. Every little thing that I can give Him opportunity to expand, I will.
He's looking for people that are bold enough to step up and say, yes, Lord, here I am. Use me.
Come on. Hallelujah.
The only Jesus some people may ever see is the Jesus in you or the Jesus in me. Now, let's show the world who He really is.
I got another R word for you.
Go ahead.
Rapture.
The rapture, yeah.
That's what He's talking about right there.
That's exactly what He said. That is the reception of God. So you're able to go somewhere. How about that wonderful meal?
You know, marriage supper.
The marriage supper of the Lamb. Think about being able to eat and not get fat.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.